If you got a Bible this morning, Genesis chapter 3, look with me there. Genesis chapter number 3 and verse 1. Genesis 3 and verse 1. The Bible said, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaf together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Let's pray. Father, God, I pray for the Holy Ghost to help me, God, to say some things this morning, be a help to these people. May God, the Spirit of God, have liberty. God, may the Holy Spirit, God, work in the hearts of them here. I thank you again, God, and rejoice in my heart, God, of what you've done this past week, and God, how you've reached a sinner's heart. And God, thank you for helping Michael, Lord. I pray, God, you'd help him this morning. And God, help him, I pray, in every avenue of his life to walk in the path of God. Help me now, Lord, I pray, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, look at this scripture here this morning. You know, I was looking at this thing, and here's the Garden of Eden. We call the Garden of Eden according to the Word of God. And, you know, a lot of people think that if you'll change the environment for people, that's what the answer is. But it's not the environment that men's in today. It's their heart that what needs to be changed. And a lot of people say, well, if we can get them over here, well, there wasn't no better environment than what we read in the Word of God here where these parents, the first parents, Adam and Eve, were in. They were in a place, thank God, of perfection. They were in a place of my friend, innocence. And they didn't have no problems, thank God. God, with the environment. I'm sad to say that a lot of people think that if they put their children in a Christian school, if they put their children in some place, thank God, where there's a good environment, that's what's going to turn them out right. But it's not the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is, thank God, what's in the heart. And if we can get our heart toward God, hey, we can have a good life. But it's not what the environment is. It's what God does in a man's heart. And when Adam, thank God, knew it, my friend, he had sinned. God came after him. After where would we be today if God hadn't come after us? It was the goodness of God that came after us. Hey, God came where you was at. You couldn't get to God. You ran from God. You didn't look for Him. And when God came, it was all about what He said. And what your condition was, that you needed something in your heart. Amen. Now, when Adam got in that shape, God came after him. I like that, don't you? And then there's a day, God, that comes after sinners. And God came after you one day. If you got saved, it was God that came to you. Now, Adam and him hid themselves among the trees of the garden. And they tried to hide from God. Why they tried to hide from God? They had sinned against Almighty God. And God said, there they hid themselves. Themselves amongst the trees of the garden. And when they hid themselves, they had sewed unto themselves fig leaf aprons, trying to cover their nakedness. But that wouldn't cover up. It wouldn't atone for what sin they had committed. If they needed, my friend, ain't God a sacrifice. But the sacrifice had to be from God. Influenced by God this morning. Mankind has a way. There's three things the devil tried to do in the beginning when he came to that woman. Three things. First thing he did, he tried to discredit God. He tried to discredit His Word. He tried, my friend, to get the Word of God to be discredited or not believed. That's why he said you'll not die. But the Bible said you will die. No, she didn't die physically, but she did die spiritually when she partook. Thank God of the fruit God said don't take of. Hey, God will try to discredit, or the devil will try to discredit the Word of God every time to get you to think that you don't have to believe what God said. That's right, I won't tell him discredit the works of God too. You know what the devil will tell you? He'll tell you what you're doing is not worth anything.
Right.
He'll tell me what I'm doing is not worth anything. Why he's doing that, he's trying to discredit God. He don't want God to get no credit. Amen. It's always been a warfare. Some of you this morning's reasoners. And you sit in the house of God and you reason. That's why you don't get blessed of God. The devil's got you in a place. Amen. That you're an unbeliever. And you don't believe what God can do. What God has done. And when the devil tries to get you to discredit the Word of God, hey, he'll get your mind off of God and get you to try to reason about what's going on around you. Amen. That's right. Amen. Now, I'm going to get on you a minute here and then I'll go on. I can't believe some of y'all didn't shout when she testified a while ago. Makes me wonder if you've ever been saved. It really just makes me wonder if you've ever been saved. You know why you don't shout? Because you don't bear witness of what's being told. Son, we got there's more activity in your life, in your pleasure, than it is God's. Amen, preacher. What you're trying to do, the devil tries to do is discredit the work of God. There's people sitting here in their own mind and trying to reason that thing and say, I wonder if they really did get in. I wonder if God really done that. Hey, that's the devil, friend. He's wanting to get you to discredit the work of a holy God in sinners' hearts. And if he can get you to discredit God, he can get you away from God. I tell you, the first thing you want to do here is get her to discredit what God said he'd do. Then I'll tell you this, not only he wants to discredit God, he wants to dethrone God. You know what he has said to her? He said, if you'll take of that tree, you'll be as gods. In other words, take God off your heart and put your own self there. That's where people are today. They took God off their personal throne and put themselves on their throne. I tell you, God won't bear thrones with nobody. He'll be solely, wholly alone. Thank God in the throne. And God won't share a throne with nobody. He's God and He's got to be on the throne. And if you get saved, He'll be on your throne. And the problem with you this morning is sin's on your throne. My friend, you're on your throne. The devil wants to get you off the throne. My friend, God off the throne and put you on the throne. And he said, if you'll eat of this tree, you'll be God. You'll be your own God. And you'll know good and evil. The first thing you need to do is recognize who's on your throne this morning. The devil wants to dethrone God. That's what he said, wasn't it? Over there in the scripture, he said, I'll make my throne above God's. I'll be like the Most High. In other words, I don't like the idea of God's in authority and on the throne. That's what he really don't like today. He don't like the fact that God's on the throne today and God is the final authority. And if men get saved, they'll come by the Lordship and the authority of God and God's on the throne. Amen. I tell you this morning, friend, if he can get you to look at what you can do and how much power you can have, he'll put you on the throne. The devil will say, you're all right, you're on your own throne.
after you got saved. You're not on your throne. God's on your throne. And He'll be on your throne. And I'm telling you, the devil's a liar and the father of it today. Amen. Get this here. This is what He told her too. Get this here. This is what He told Eve. He said, look at that tree you're missing.
Yep.
Look at all. Why is God keeping you from that tree? See, everybody thinks they can live their own way today. And they think God's not going to keep me from doing anything I want to do. That's a lie of the devil, you see. The only way, the only reason God put restrictions on things and God put rules in this book, it was for our good. It was for our obedience. Thank God, now I'm telling you this morning. The first thing the devil will tell you, young boys, your mom and daddy's kept you from some things. I mean, just go out and live it up. Hey, that's a lie of the devil, friend. Hey, you know what the devil will tell you? Why don't you just go out and live the way you want to and eat all that tree? Because God don't want you to enjoy them things. Hey, that's the devil's lie. Hey, I hadn't missed nothing, friend. Hey, God, I've gained. I hadn't missed. I've gained from being saved. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're missing out. That's what the devil will tell you. Get in your mind and say, young lady, you're missing out. I mean, you're missing out on all the dances and the parties and all this filth that people are doing, going to hell with. That's what the devil will say. That's right. He'll tell you that. Look what you're missing out on. Hey, friend, thank God I got in. I got in to get out of that. I got in to have something greater than that. I got in to have some peace in my heart. I got in to have some joy in my soul. Thank God I am not missing nothing. I got it all when I got Jesus. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Okay, He wants to dethrone Him. He wants to dethrone Him. The fact of it is, He can't dethrone Him. But I tell you what He can do. He can get you to live on your own throne and not submit to the King of Kings. I want to ask you, who are you obeying today? Who's your king? Is it you or is it the Lord? That's right. That's right, isn't it? Sure, that's right. Amen. I'll tell you, if you got saved, He became your Lord before He ever came your Savior. He's Lord, praise God. And I'll tell you this too. Not only did He try to discredit the Word and dethrone God and put them on the throne, His attempt is to dishonor God. His attempt to dishonor God. And you know what the devil can do? He can step back and say, look at your creatures you made. That's a dishonor to you. They listen to me, not you. That's a dishonor to you. That's right. That's his whole attempt to dishonor God. You know what he'd do if I got out here and got drunk tonight and lived like the devil? You know what he'd say? He'd say, what? Look at that preacher. He's dishonoring God. Oh, yeah, that's right. Anything we do that dishonors God, it's a shame, friend. That's right, because the devil, he's out to try to get us to dishonor God in how we live our life and how we conduct our affairs. And when Adam and Eve sinned and took of the tree God said don't take of and ate it. Yet this, you study the Word of God. How many times did God say, you can't eat that tree? Look at the word eat. What's the word eat means? It means to take something in and chew it and swallow it. That's right. What you eat is what you are. You ever recognize this? That when God made man, He made him in His image. And there's a lot to say about that, but I think it really is dealing there with that mankind was spiritual. I mean, He made him with a spirit, is what I'm saying. God is a spirit. And He made him in His image. There's a whole lot of things that goes along with that. But the fact of it is, God made man with a desire in him. That man would have some desires. He didn't make him a robot. He didn't make him, my friend, like that. He made him as a free will man. He might have some desires in the garden. And He said, you need of all these trees, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you're going to die. Notice this. There's two things in the verse 6 that's as natural to a man as anything, and that's what brought the fall. It wasn't what he ate that brought the fall. It was the act of disobedience that brought the fall. Number one thing was food. Self-preservation. You don't have to make nobody to get you to eat.
That's right.
Y'all can go home today. You're going to eat something probably. Most of you will. I say about everybody will. I don't see nobody starving in here.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. I look at everybody in here. Praise God. They got a little bit. Amen. That means you got you eating. You don't get weight on you unless you eat.
That's right.
So there's a natural self-preservation in a man that I'm going to eat. And when she saw the tree good for food, she took it. Number two thing in that verse is, and the woman did eat and gave unto her husband. Number two, not only food, but the woman. The woman. God made a natural desire in a man to love his wife.
Right.
To desire a woman.
Yeah.
That's why sodomy is an abomination in the eyes of a holy God. God never put two men together, and God never put two women together. It's an abomination in the eyes of a holy God. But God did put in a man that is there for a woman. And Adam knew the day that Eve ate of that fruit and looked at her and saw her, her married friend, have a blessed face overseeing her. He was looking in the face of his bride and knew that it would be eternal separation unless he ate of the fruit.
Amen.
And he, notice this, and she gave unto her husband.
Yeah.
What's you women been giving to your husband? You've been giving him love. You've been giving him submission. She gave unto her husband. And the Bible said, and he did eat. Why did he eat? He willfully knew that command of God, that God said the day you eat thereof, you're going to die. He knew it. He wasn't deceived like the woman was. He knew the command. He had been given it by God Almighty.
Right.
And therefore, when she took of that fruit, she became a sinner, and Adam looked in her face and saw her sin.
Right.
You know what he did? He took it and ate it himself. He tasted death that day for his own bride. That's what he done. He tasted death when he ate of that fruit for his own bride. That's what he done. And I'll tell you what, thank God 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, the Lord Jesus Christ looked at a people that had tasted death, friend, because of sin. That was sinners from the beginning. That had no hope within them. That was without hope and without God. But Christ came and took, thank God, sin upon Him. And the Bible said He tasted death for every man. That every man, thank God, could come and have the, thank God, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But if Christ had not come, we'd be separated from Him and we would never had God's salvation through Christ. Amen. That's what He done. He took death in His own body. He died for sins. But He just didn't die. He died, thank God, that He might have a bride. And that's what He done. He tasted death that day. Adam tasted death. Why? Because he loved the bride. Why did Christ taste death? Because He loved sinners. That men could be saved. And that's why He died. And I just want to tell you this morning, dear friend, if you look back to that garden day, I tell you, I wrote my Bible, what if, this what if God would have never pursued them? What if God had never got in that garden that day and just let them live in their fig leaf life? If God never had pursued them and showed them where they were with God and they hid by the trees? What if God had never pursued them? They would have never had been saved. And I'll tell you what, if God had never got on your trail and pursued you and confronted you and confronted you and let you know where you were with God, you would yet be in your sins. You're talking about love, buddy. That's love. That God would love sinners. That God would love sinful men. That God would love men as sinners. That's what God came for. He came to love sinners, save sinners, die for sinners. It's all about sinners. That's why He came. He came in the world to save sinners. And you're one of them. I want to ask you a question. You're one of them. Have you come to Him? You've been saved. You've been born again. You've been washed in His blood. Are you one of His? Have you been saved? Have you been saved? Not your next door neighbor? Not your wife? Have you been saved?
Yeah.
Have you been saved? Christ came to save sinners. Thank God for the day He saved me. I'd be in my own sin today and on my own way to hell had it not been for Christ coming where I was at. And I'm going to tell you what, He'll have to come to you like that. You'll have to come to Him when He comes to you. Have you ever been saved? Let's stand this morning.